Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is titled Back to the Future. Well, I've always been into science fiction, so when Graham Dale, a friend and colleague, mentioned he'd been to a talk by Rohit Talwar, a professional futurist and leading expert, appearing on the BBC and NBC, my interest was gained. Futurists are people who try and predict the future so that governments, companies and even you and me can make better informed decisions. Here are a few of his insights, with a little bit of research from me, which grabbed my imagination. Scientists are well on the way to creating brain-machine interfaces, BMIs, which will not only help to cure paralysis, but will soon allow people to link to the internet by thought alone. In addition, virtual worlds are springing up, with Second Life and Online World having 3.2 million users, with the first millionaire in real money being a designer and not a programmer of people's virtual houses. People are already living, working and learning in virtual worlds. In India and China, there are already 2 billion people. And every year, due to their population growth, these two countries need to find jobs for 50 million extra adults. To do this, they're already breaking the historic rules, with India developing high-tech jobs and Dongtan in China becoming the first world sustainable, eco-friendly city built from scratch. In addition, because of their scale, they're breaking the rules with who and how they trade. But other reasons are changing too, with the Middle East expecting to have $3.2 trillion invested in its economy by 2020. With so many changes, and these are just a few, the current balance of power and wealth is likely to change beyond recognition from what we know today. As for population in the UK, the over 80s and over 100s are the fastest growing demographic group, with scientists predicting that many of us will live till we are 150 or even 200 years old. In fact, due to the pace of further understanding of the aging gene, some scientists believe that the first person to live to 1,000 is already alive today. These are just a few of Rohit's observations, and the mind boggles at what else he observes. With the way world changing so dramatically, I wonder if I notice these changes, and when they happen, do I take the huge step of altering my decisions and actions accordingly? Till next week, enjoy your future. David Gardner.